We're here with Corinne Sauvé. Corinne Sauvé, you were involved with that project. Tell us exactly what was your involvement in the project of Laurier, so Wilfrid Laurier.
So I'm one of the co-writers of the scenario for the comic as well as the motion comic. I've done some research, I've helped coordinate the project at large. With the help of Badin Goy, we work closely with the Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue.
And I think that you were involved before that in another project, about a little bit different, but tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, absolutely. So that project is called Le Rêve Canadien. It's a French comic book that was co-written again with Badin Goy, and the Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue had helped us financially to get that project started. And then when they decided to do a project on Laurier's heritage to the actual Canada today, we see, they came to us directly.
So can you tell us a bit about this project? How did it all come together?
Well, at first, our mandate was solely to inform Canadians, young and old, about the heritage of Wilfrid Laurier to today's Canada. So we started reflecting upon which ways could be interesting in communicating this, and especially to a young population. And then the idea of a comic book came up, because we had already done that, and then an animated comic, something online would be interesting, something that could be mediatized through social media, and the scenario part of it was particularly interesting for me, so I started to think about a time travel adventure that led our characters to Wilfrid Laurier's house, to actually meet him.
It was like a meeting that they didn't expect at all.
Not at all. They wanted to go to the 300th anniversary of Confederation in 2170. Pardon me. They wanted to go to the 300th anniversary of Confederation in 2167. So it was rather unexpected to them.
There is a little part of interactive in that project with the people, especially the youth audience. Can you tell us a little bit how it will work?
Absolutely. So we decided to target the younger audiences as well as the general population of Canadians through interactive animated clips online that you watch one-on-one. Then you get quiz questions and you answer to the best of your abilities based on the information that was provided in the capsule. And afterwards, you enter for a chance to win a trip for four to Ottawa in Chateau Laurier with, you know, for a whole weekend, and there's also different prizes like $200 at Best Buy and an iPad mini to be won.
Wow, I want to enter this contest. I feel this project's going to be integrated in the high school curriculum, isn't it? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So we also have a learning guide that has been designed to help teachers implement this tool in their classes, whether they be English, French, immersion of any province. We really have a variety of activities that could be used in classes, and they're all available for free. Everything's completely free on laurier175.ca.
How did you do your research for this project?
So the research was a whole lot of reading, and definitely a lot of help from our friends from Parc Canada.
And I see that in the character, that there's the different part of the population. It looked like you try to reflect the Canada of today and link it with Sir Wilfrid Laurier.
Absolutely. So our goal, even in our first project with Badin Goy, Le Rêve Canadien, was to put forward a representativity of the diversity of Canadians we have today. And it was especially nice to be able to work on Wilfrid Laurier, because his values of inclusion, of the healthy middle, of finding, you know, common ground between different people, reflected very much the way we work. So it was nice to bring both together.
And what a wonderful moment that with the 150th anniversary coming in, maybe it will have a lot of impact.
Yes, we are absolutely looking for impact. We're looking to celebrate the heritage that we still have today. Values like tolerance, inclusion, that were there when Laurier came came as a prime minister in Canada, that he helped build for the 150th anniversary of Confederation, and as well for Laurier's 175th anniversary of birth.
Without giving away too many spoilers or any spoilers, what was your favorite part about working on this project?
There are so many nice things about this project. I think my favorite part was to see the scenario I had written come to life and become a concrete tool for youth such as myself. I'm not very old, I'm 23 years old, to be able to eventually learn about Wilfrid Laurier the way I did. I didn't know that much about this prime minister before I started to research for this project. So it was a learning experience, extraordinarily fulfilling for myself as well.
Thank you very much, Corinne. And Ophira, I don't know if you have a last question for Corinne.
Non, rien, merci beaucoup.
Congratulations for this job.
Thank you very much for your time.